I lied to somebody. Somebody asked me how many people live here. I said 20, 25.
Well, we have important things to do.
I know. We always have important things to do.
But extra important.
I get it. Well, welcome, everyone. We will call the meeting to order for the Tuesday, August 9th meeting. And we always start by saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay, next we do a roll call. And I think Mr. Transier will not be here today. Is that correct?
Coke.
Here.
Transier is absent. Clocher?
Here.
Solin?
Here.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Merrick?
Here.
Terulis?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Very nice. And I didn't say hello to the gentleman on the left. I did over here, but not to the side, so I apologize. I have no amendments to the agenda, but next we have some presentations. And to your point, Kathleen, these are very nice. So, Mr. Jensen, are you starting with this?
Yes, please.
We have the swearing in of patrol officers Kevin Warren, I apologize, and Peyton Heister. And they're both locals. I mean, pretty local, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Not local like crazy, local. Local. Yeah. So, yeah. This is exciting.
Yeah. All right. So, very exciting, actually. You said it again, it works. So, it's very exciting. We get to recognize two new officers with our department. First one is Kevin. Kevin is a lifelong resident of Oswego, so he is local to Kent County. So, it's good to take somebody from Oswego back into New York. Kevin actually started with us in September of 2021. Between the hiring and going to the academy right away and then his FTO program and COVID, we had a difficult time getting Kevin in, so we're not able to get him in front of the board and the public to recognize him. This is kind of the first step when he gets sworn in. It's kind of an important step, so we make sure we recognize that. So Kevin's a graduate of Oswego High School back in 2013. And a graduate of Ward University with a Bachelor of Science in Criminal Justice and a minor in Homeland Security. Again, lifelong resident of Oswego. His mother and father, Paul and Laura Warren, are here tonight. His brother, Paul, his girlfriend, Brianna, and his sister-in-law, Lisa Warren, are here tonight. So thank you for coming and allowing us to share Kevin with us. So currently, Kevin is assigned to the Field Operations Division. He is working the night shift, which I know he probably hates, but that's one of those things. And the good thing is we rotate shifts, which is good. And if you haven't noticed, he's pretty calm in demeanor, which is exactly what law enforcement needs today. So we're very, very excited to have Kevin as part of our team. Hey, he looks like he's 12, which is a very, very good thing. So Peyton was hired in July of this year. He's going to be going to the academy here. Actually, this Sunday he leaves the academy. So Peyton is a graduate of Kingman High School, again, local. Graduated from Carthage College with a degree in criminal justice and sociology. He ran track and cross country in high school and college. Being that he went to Kingman, Kingman was always a big old, between Yorkville and Kingman and cross country was always a big race. So he actually ran against my son, which is pretty cool. Some personal information on Peyton. Born and raised in Sugar Grove, and he's always dreamed about being a police officer. His father, Tim Heiser, is here. Tim is a retired officer with the Glenview Police Department. His mother, Terry, is here. His brother, Campbell, is here, who does not want to be a police officer. And his sister, Taylor, is a Mount Prospect police officer.
Oh, wow.
So we've got a law enforcement family, which is good. Campbell, you're all right. And Brandon and Grandpa are here, Donna and Dennis Cade as well. So welcome and thank you for sharing Peyton with us. So Peyton leaves Sunday for the Macon County Academy for a 14-week program. I know Kevin's was 12. I think you're the second class of the 14-week program. He returns to a 20-week FTO program and then he'll be assigned to the Field Operations Division as well. So on behalf of Deputy Chief Mikulasik, Deputy Chief Fitzemeyer, and Commander Carlisle, of course the mayor and the board, I want to welcome you guys here to our YPD family. It's our pleasure to be back. So, congratulations.
Salerno's Red Hot Red Hot State Recognition. Oh my goodness. In fact, I have two of them. Are there two of you coming up?
Yep.
Both Tonys?
Tony and Anthony.
Oh, sorry. Okay, well, these both say the same thing, so I'll read one. And I'll give you both. Okay, this is exciting. So, we are the hot dog capital of the world. How are you going on? Salerno's Red Hots in recognition of your achievement of being named one of the highest rated hot dog vendors in the state of Illinois. Also in recognition of your excellent staff, your service, and dedication to Yorkville community since 2018, and your dedication to your business since 1991. Presented this ninth day of August 2022. Congrats. That's all. Who's going to do the photo? You guys, you want to turn patients, you don't have to get up.
I can't open the windows.
Yeah, what's that?
Move this way, so you're not right.
You were somewhere out there.
Okay, I'm getting there.
So the Hans are
And I didn't go to Cross Lutheran. So years and years ago, I would run into Hans and some of the other people. Down at, well, first it was what? Kennel Pub? No, it was Little Joe's first. That was Kennel Pub. And I was thinking on my way over here, who would have thought 20 something years later,
you'd be mayor?
You might have been one of the people who told me. And I ran for county board 3 times, lost, finally ran 4 times. I don't know if you're the person who said it or not, but I think somebody once said to me, you're going to be elected one drink at a time. Maybe I did back then. So. Anyway, but you got there 1 hot dog at a time. So I'll read this and then we'll do pictures. Unless you don't want any pictures. Okay, the mayor and city council of New Mexico, Yorkville, present this certificate to Home Plate Hot Dogs in honor of your national recognition and your achievement of becoming the top-rated hot dog stand in the state of Illinois and among the top 10 in the country. Also, in recognition of your excellent staff and for your service and dedication to the Yorkville community since 1991. 1991 for you as well, isn't that? Oh my God, time flies.
Yes.
You were like 12 years old back then, right? So present us 9th day of August 2022, so congrats. Thank you very much. So we have a very busy meeting today, so you're welcome to stick around or leave, either way. My feelings will not be hurt. Do we have a need for a public hearing tonight? We do not. Is there anyone who is commenting on the agenda in front of us? Anyone want to comment on today's agenda? No? We have a consent agenda with the bills for $1,113,871.79 and the minutes from July 26th. Mr. Funkhauser, would you like to move?
Second.
Second by, was that Peterson?
Yes, sir.
Roll call, I guess we'll do roll call.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice, thank you. Mayor's report, we had a great presentation here. Public Works Committee, do we have anything?
No report.
EDC Committee?
No report.
Public Safety Committee? Where? Oh, he's not here tonight. I don't think they had a meeting, did they?
No report. No report.
Go ahead. I like that. Hey. Admin Committee?
No report.
I hear, though, out of one of your committees, we might have something exciting coming up. Cluck, cluck.
What happened?
I like that. Park Board, anything about the Park Board? I'm working on, you have one vacancy and one more soon to come, maybe. I'm working on at least one person, so. Thank you for reminding me, and you kind of remind me too, and I don't mind when you remind me because I'll forget. Okay, we do have something. Christy, you're slowing the meeting up here, but Planning and Zoning Commission, what do you have for us?
I have a point for this is just an update to our future land use map and our conference and plan. Back in April, we see council approved the rezoning for a property from a PUD to a D3 for the use of a fertilizer wellness clinic. And we're just trying to be consistent with that change and amending the conference that we wanted to reflect that.
We need a motion, Mr. Koch. Mr. Merrick, second. Any questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Plocher.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. City Council report, anything? City Clerk report.
No report.
Community and liaison reports.
Hey,
YDSP. They're still monitoring COVID. Right now it's at no cost to the district. It's being funded by the CDC one time per week, and information was great to CDC. The numbers are still low. And they are part of a pilot program for monkeypox.
I was going to ask that. That's funny.
Currently, there's no cases of monkeypox detected in the city.
Sweet. Thank you. Any questions?
According to the water,
According to the wastewater.
Yeah. Sweet.
Not drinking water.
No. Anything else? Mr. Funkhauser?
No report.
Excellent. I have a reminder, and I guess it has nothing to do with the liaison reports, but it kind of does. School starts when? In about 2 weeks? Just remember. A little over two. I think we have a meeting before then. Just remember, watch out for the kids and school buses, that type of thing. It's important because sometimes we forget. So, staff report?
Reports.
Okay. Mayor's report. Oh, that's me again. We have a resolution, or I'm looking to approve a resolution for change orders relating to 651 Prairie Point Drive, second set of change orders. And what was that dollar amount? It was a little higher this time, was it?
90.
It's just over $90,000.
Okay.
In full.
Thank you. Motion, Seaver?
Second.
You're my first. Is there a second? Second by Koch. Okay. Any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Turulis?
Aye.
Solling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you all for your support. And the building's come along real well. I was told I actually haven't been here in a couple weeks myself, but they're almost done painting upstairs, is what I was told. So I really need to get over there. It's cool. So do we have any updates on the water study?
We did have our first meeting with DWC staff last week to get information on Whitfield loans and some other federal programs, mostly informational, nothing strategic we can talk about yet. And then our second meeting, which will be a little bit more planning related, will be about 10 days from now. So we'll have some information after that.
Any questions? Okay. Is there additional business? Don't hold your breath because I'm waiting on a text here. Are there any citizens who would like to make comments? Let me check one last time. I was waiting on a text for executive session. Don't have it. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved. So moved. Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.